And I really believe that more of us need to touch base with our young adults and our youth because we do a lot of really good work together. We are strength-based. We look at things from the glass being half full, not half empty. We were introduced to a young Anishinaabe man who is a motivational speaker. His name's James Anderson. He taught us that energy is everything. And that within us, we have to awaken that energy that lives within each and every one of us so that we can motivate ourselves to share the gifts that we were given. And yesterday we talked a lot about how most of our work is all about building relationships, getting to know one another, trust one another. Trust is something that people were talking about yesterday is, you know, you get burnt, so then you stop trusting. Whereas what we've really tried hard with YAC is at least around this table, we can trust one another. That we're here to bring out the best in everyone, not to, I guess, set people up for failure. So in 2007, that's when I came on. We held our first youth training event, and at that time, because I was hired as part of the National Aboriginal Youth Suicide Prevention Strategy, so that word youth made everybody think we had to work with teenagers. And we had our first event with teenagers from 11 of our communities. And we wanted to build leadership skills in those youth so that they could go home and help build a suicide-safer community. And my gut was telling me, because of my experience, it's going to be interesting to see what this is going to do. But what I learned from that, it's unfair to expect teenagers to go back and bring forth deep change without the support of the adults and the leadership in the community. We're setting them up for failure. They're teenagers, and teenagers are teenagers. You know, and yes, they want the skills to help their peers, but to put that weight on their shoulders was just too much. You know, what did we learn? Well, what I learned is that people who get involved must want to be involved. You can't force people to get involved. They need to own that decision themselves. And if there's a lack of support back in the community, the youth can't be expected to make that change on their own. And we needed as adults to be trained to be the guide on the side, not the one who knew it all and said, this is what you got to do. You know, we needed to set back and we needed to coach the young people that it's all right to tell us what you want to do. Even though I might think that what you're going to do isn't going to work, we're still going to let you try because that's how we learn. So then in January of 2010, we held a focus group at the gym at PAGC. And over 50 participants, young and old, attended. And they discussed what has been done, what needs to be done, and what is the role of Prince Albert Grand Council, and what is the role of the community. And the next day, the youth that were part of that event, they met with me again, and they planned a youth conference. And it was interesting working with them, because what they came up with would have been very different than what adults probably would have come up with. So the conference we had was known as the Power of Youth Conference, which was held in March 2010. Then Shoal Lake decided they were going to move forward with youth engagement, and we held an event at Camp Kinesail. We brought that youth engagement group out of Saskatoon. And there was youth and adults there. And what Shoal Lake taught us is that culture is important. They wanted to know about the culture around sweats and powwows and round dances. So we brought in a group of youth from Sturgeon Lake, which is close to Kinesail. And it was the first time they ever shared their dancing and stuff as an education event. And it was the first time that those two communities had an opportunity really to to meet and sit and talk, especially the young people. Then we decided to change the focus from teenagers to young adults, because our stats show that the majority of those people who are perpetrators of violence, witnesses to violence, or a victim of violence, live within that age group. So that age group should be part of the solution. Because I honestly do not believe that we want to hurt one another. So we did this through moving towards a stronger future, which was a training event that I was introduced through public safety, where we learned about community development. And from that day forward, most of the work that I've been doing is through community development, because I agree with Dr. Thera that the medicine is in the community. It's much easier to keep the energy going if you've got more people. But then we have to ask others to share their gifts, because there are a lot of gifts out there. And a lot of really good things happen in all of those communities. But again, the same thing is our young people need support, because a lot of them didn't realize how the work and the experiences that they came across affected their hearts. And we needed to learn self-care. We identified our local strengths, our local challenges, but then again, there was always still those questions about where do we get our support from? Where do we get our funding from if we want to do anything? And could this be a new opportunity for us? And we reminded ourselves we need to keep balanced. And belonging is very important, because without belonging, we don't know and can't find our purpose, which gives us meaning in life to carry on. Especially as we rely on the strengths that are the gifts of our culture, our language, you know, our hunting, our fishing, our trapping, our dancing, our singing, our sweats, you know what I'm thinking of. Thinking of it. Sundances. And then we need to reclaim our youth, and we can't reclaim our youth unless they feel they belong.